This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, June 23. Faithfulness. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. Chuck Swindoll, a pastor, author, and teacher, has said that many of the most important questions in life have one answer. What characterizes people who tend to be successful in sports, sales, or any skilled job? What quality in business builds respect deeper than any other? What brings security in relationships? What makes us choose one brand name over others? The answer to all of these questions is consistency, or faithfulness. Faithfulness is a valuable commodity in every walk of life, in the family, business, friendship, and the church. Yet, tragically, faithfulness is something we're not always good at. We make resolutions and soon give up on them. We fail to follow through, even if we're determined to make a change. It's hard to be faithful on our own. We need the help of the Spirit of God, who is always faithful. In Hebrews 11, we find many examples of people who had faith in God and who faithfully believed in God's promises. Their lives were examples of faithfulness. They knew that they depended on God for everything, and they saw that God faithfully provided for them, even if some of God's promises were not fulfilled by the time they died. If you are a person of faith, God calls you to be a person of faithfulness. That is life in the Spirit. The Lord, who is faithful, promises to give us all the faithfulness we need.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.